This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. CU Boulder will fund in-state tuition and fees for students from the Southern Ute Tribe beginning this fall. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The tribe's Department of Education will nominate up to 4 students per year under a new partnership. Nominees must be enrolled full-time. CU Boulder Chancellor Philip DeStefano says it's important for Native American students to find a home away from home on campus that respects their culture and supports their goals. Indigenous students make up 1.4% of the student body. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Broadcom facility in Fort Collins is at the center of a new deal between the chip maker and tech giant Apple. Apple says the site will be one of the primary manufacturing hubs for a multi-billion-dollar agreement between the two companies to develop 5G radio frequency components. Apple already helps support more than 1,000 jobs there. Broadcom is one of the largest private employers in Fort Collins. Adams County unveiled its Veterans Memorial over the weekend. It's at Riverdale Regional Park near Brighton, and CPR's Tony Gorman was there.
The Adams County Veterans Memorial's biggest feature is a replica of the USS Colorado. The battleship was mostly used in the Pacific Theater during World War II. Ken Jones was a 19-year-old seaman when he served on the USS Colorado. One word came to mind as the now 96-year-old toured the memorial, home.
When we served on the Colorado, that ship became our home, and that was our place of safety.
The memorial sits on the shore of Manaiholt Lake. It honors all branches of the U.S. military. A prayer wheel was also installed to honor the area's Native American roots. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Much of Colorado has the chance for rain this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.